Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Welcome to Herb Talk. We like to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're having a little bit of some hiccups here with our technology, so bear with us if you hear something strange besides me. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some new research that says your brain and your vision are connected and may have something to do with dementia issues. So we're going to look at that. Also, we didn't get to the chronic cough issue that's, you know, we had this problem last fall, and it seems to be resurging this fall, so we're going to cover that again. And we'll see how much time we have left over, because we got lots to talk about and a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, first we got to make time for the Lord, because he's special, and he deserves to be revered, and that's what we're going to do. And I did bring my devotional. And today's devotional comes from Ephesians 2, Psalms 27, Romans 8, and 1 John 2. And it goes like this. There is a mighty battle going on for control of your mind. Heaven and earth intersect in your mind. The tugs of both spheres influence your thinking. I created you with the capacity to experience four tastes of heaven. And when you shut out the world and focus on my presence, you can enjoy sitting with me in heavenly realms. This is an incredible privilege reserved for precious ones who belong to me and seek my face. So your greatest strength is your desire to spend time communing with me. And as you concentrate on me, my spirit fills your mind with and peace. Amen to that. If you're not seeking the Lord's face, mind and time, it's growing short. Hit the knees. And, you know, because the Lord is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, HRT is the artificial hormone replacement therapy drugs are in the news. You know, those HRTs that, you know, they gave women, you know, for, you know, smooth out those symptoms of menopause. And they also give it to women to supposedly reduce the risk of heart disease and, you know, along with the menopause symptoms. Well, new report says there's an increased risk of heart attack, strokes, and blood clots when you and cancer when you take the hormone replacement therapy drugs. And that came to light back in 2002, so 15 years ago. So researchers at the University of Missouri say they have this research official link that the synthetic progestins that they put in the artificial hormone replacement drugs make the body produce a specialized cancer cell, and it acts like a stem cell. So they found that the progestin, the artificial hormone, will make you have breast cancer cells, and they'll act like cancer stem cells and increase, hard to get rid of, and it'll spread faster and hard to get rid of than any other type of cancer. So they're creating cancer is the point. And people say, well, why would they do that? Really? They have to sit you down. Next up in the quack report, we're going to go to the post-flooding in Texas, also in Florida. We talked about this last week, or didn't we, or Tuesday? Yeah, it was last week about, I think it was Thursday, on the bacterial infections in the floodwaters. Well, it's back again. Dr. Manny Alvarez says residents of storm-ravaged states, potentially deadly problem to deal with, type of bacteria. Now, this is a different bacteria than what I was reporting on. It's the kind that people get when they swim in fresh waters and lakes and streams, and they get that amoeba that likes to eat your brain. They said he says that in the southern United States, where the warm water is year-round, particularly people are going to be vulnerable to this microorganism bacteria that can swim up your nose and into your brain and munch out. So be aware of that. If you're in flood areas, take precautions there. All right, last but not least in the quack report, there's this new method in dental imaging. You know how when you go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned, and then they take that little probe to sink it into your gum tissue, see, you know, what your level of gum disease is? I know. Well, now, according to the University of California, San Diego, they got a new way of doing this. Instead of doing the metal probe, jamming it into gum tissue to measure your gum disease level, now they have this combination of using squid ink. You know, the squids that, you know, puff out that ink to escape from predators. Well, they use squid ink with an ultrasound imaging technique to detect the level of gum disease all around your tooth, not just in one area. So this is going to be very popular because this is fast. It's convenient. It doesn't hurt. It gives the dentist a 3D image of your gum tissue. Bam! Just like that. And what was really interesting from the research point of view is when they sat down to discuss something better than what was currently being done to give a level of gum disease, they wanted something that didn't need FDA approval. Damn straight, you know. They said the squid ink is really a food. It's a food all over the world. Scientists didn't want to get involved with years of testing and using new substances that could be rejected in the United States by the FDA. So the squid ink shows up, is a natural element. It's already approved by FDA as a food source. Absolutely. Now, this study was published in the Journal of Dental Research. So in the near future, you may be told to open wide and smile for a little squid ink coming your way. There you go. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Oh, they'll find a way to make synthetic squid ink. You watch. All right, we're going to talk about this research regarding vision and brain problems. That's right, because, you know, neurological disorders and in various forms, you know, of dementia have been plaguing the United States and other parts of the world. All nations seem to have it. And recent research is looking at the connection of brain health influencing vision loss. So, mankind has his work cut out for him with the, you know, medical system, which isn't really focused on the causes of a condition. So without efforts to address the cause of an illness, we're going to continue to die by the droves from heart disease, cancer, and also the neurological disorders. So for this segment of the show, we're going to take a look at some of this new research that is suggesting a link between neurological and vision problems, how we can get at the cause of this problem. Okay? Well, you got to admit, the healthcare system, part of it anyway, is gripped with delusion. I think so. My opinion solely, but okay. Sick people on lifelong drugs are still sick people, and many of them are barely functioning. So this healthcare fantasy, well, it has a safe zone. It's called trauma care, and how long this area will remain somewhat beneficial is anyone's guess. So real health and healing have eluded the medical profession, evidenced by the numbers of sick people. Now, globally, there's a billion people with neurological disorders. We're talking about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, epilepsy, migraines, stroke, and other neuroinfections, and a whole lot more. So you know what that means? That's 1 in 6 people are not living full lives. So the American Academy of Neurology actually posted some information that the demand for neurological care has ballooned out of control, and there's really not enough neurologists entering the healthcare for the future in this specialty area. So they reported the United States is going to experience a decrease in the availability of neurologists by about 20% in the next 3 years. So by 2020, get ready. Now, I used to work for neurologists. I used to work for neurosurgeons. Educational experience, I can tell you. So for the most part, you know, neurologists, you know, they have a grueling training schedule in medical school and residency. And for this reason, few medical students want to enroll in that specialty. Now, in just 8 years from 2000 to 2008, the demand and expense for neurological care grew by 48%. Now, stroke is the leading cause of death in the U.S., and Alzheimer's is the sixth cause of death, neurologically speaking. And millions of people are suffering only to be treated with these medicines that just reduce or slow down symptoms while they die a slow death. Oh, man, we see them coming in all the time. And they were, you know, they were real faithful patients. They came and got their drugs, came every month or every quarter. They were very faithful neurological patients. Well, there really isn't any conventional cure, basically, because patients are told to accept the fact that within the most expensive healthcare system in the world, that there's no cure for their disease. Now, most of the medications that are prescribed for, let's say, Alzheimer's disease, pretty useless. And they also expose the patients to additional side effects or diseases. That's what a side effect is. It's really a disease caused by a drug. So every person should take this shot across the bow as a serious warning, and practice prevention methods. So what type of prevention could one practice? Well, here's a few suggestions. You want to avoid inoculations, which promote neurological disorders. You want to avoid exposure to EMF emissions or dirty electricity, you know, like from your cell phones and smart meters, as much as you can. Also, you want to avoid cookware and drinking containers that have a lot of heavy metals in them, like aluminum. And also, you want to avoid contaminated seafood because of the mercury. Same thing with the vaccines. And also you want to utilize nutrition and foods and spices and herbs to help strengthen your body to resist disease. Now, let's talk about this new link that medicine has just come out with. The researchers at Rutgers have published findings in August 2017 that suggest an association between Alzheimer's disease and vision loss. So the findings seem to affect nearsightedness or distance vision. Farsightedness seemed to be less affected when in conjunction with dementia or other cognitive diseases. So the scientists suggested that the vision screening of the future could be a potential early detector to the risk of dementia. Well, let's hear some of their findings. They said, quote, Alzheimer's disease has multiple cognitive subtypes, and these are usually broken down into memory, language, executive, attention, and facial functions. So the variant where the visual symptoms are prominent due to the localized pathology in the what they call the parietal to occipital region of the brain is often referred to as, get this, visual variant Alzheimer's disease. Did you know there was a subcategory called that? Most people don't. So what the research is stating is there needs to be more attention made to the possibility of this interconnection between your eyes and your brain, and that neurodegenerative diseases could be an extension of the central nervous system and various diseases there. So basically, you know, when you're in the womb, your eyes are formed from the brain's anterior neural tube that later develops into the forebrain region. So isn't that interesting that your eyes could be considered part of your brain that you can see from the outside? Think about that a minute. Don't blow up. I know it's kind of weird just to think about that, but yeah. All right, let's look at the nutrients for brains and for your eyes. Let's get proactive because, you know, since the brain and the eyes are connected, there are nutrients that can assist them both. Now, foods and spices and herbs that contain zinc and antioxidants have some very positive effects. So research from Science suggests that a lack of zinc has become a role to play, has a role to play in the development of Alzheimer's. They noticed that Alzheimer's patients are very low in zinc. So research is also showing that supplementing with organic zinc and antioxidants and even copper slows the progression of what is called wet version of macular degeneration of the eye. So they think that has something to do too with all of what we're talking about. So health experts say that a fruit known as mammee found in Florida, Mexico, South America has a lot of antioxidants to help the eye. So try to get some of that if it's imported up where you're at. Well, let's talk about some more food for your brain, some brain food here. You know, because I've talked about herbs like rosemary before, and it's part of the brain concentrate formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make, but it's an excellent circulatory anti-inflammatory herb. It's full of antioxidants, and it works very well with other herbs like the ginkgo biloba to improve cognitive function. So I would avoid using rosemary oil due to very strong compounds that are found in the concentrated oils. Typically, the oils are used topically for limited use. Also, pregnant women should avoid rosemary as it can actually promote uterine spasms and miscarriage. Also, use caution if you're on medical. If you're using medical amounts of rosemary and you're also taking some drugs, because the herbs can sometimes interfere with the medication. So if you're If you're using things like diuretics or ACE inhibitors for blood pressure or anticoagulants for as a blood thinner or even lithium as a manic depression type of medication, you want to be careful if you're using those drugs and you're thinking about incorporating rosemary. I probably would not. All right. What about the zinc? Well, let's look at some herbs that have high concentrations of zinc. You know, sometimes, you know, you just don't want to eat a mountain of food that has a little bit of zinc in it. You want to eat a little bit of food that has a lot of zinc in it and get the job done. So here's a list of herbs that from high to low. So the first ones I'm mentioning have higher amounts of zinc as we go down the list. Skullcap, people use that for headaches, things like that. Pumpkin seeds, as well as capsaicin, you know, your hot peppers, sage leaf, as well as wild yam root, spirulina algae, chickweed herb. Chickweed we use a lot for topical rashes and itching. Great for that. Echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, Siberian ginseng root, and Dalt's seaweed. All got the zinc in it. Well, let's tiptoe over to the antioxidant foods. Kind of want to get some of them, because most adults really don't eat a healthy diet, and they don't eat enough of the antioxidant foods. So one serving a day is insufficient, and most, you know, they only get a serving in once or twice a week. So here are some really super foods of antioxidants you may want to focus on, and they are berries, your blueberries, strawberries, goji berries, your berries. Okay, make sure your goji berries are real, not wolf berries. They're fake ones. Broccoli. Love broccoli. I like it raw. I like it steamed. My dog likes it too. Just give it to me raw in the food dish. That's what he says. Cranberries, as well as green tea, pomegranate, spinach, and lots of seeds. Seeds have antioxidants in them. So, you know, sunflower seeds and things like that. Sesame. I love sesame seeds. I like them toasted, though. You know. All right. Well, let's think about some nutrition here for just a sec. Okay. Let's get down to brass tacks, if you will. Because if we start to think of our ailments as a nutritional problem, you know what? We have more than a 50% chance of resolving them compared to the conventional way of using toxic drugs to force a chemical change in the metabolism. Because if you use the organic nutrition, that's going to require some faithful use to help restore your lost reserves of nutrients. So when you use whole foods and whole food supplements, you can avoid the mistake of using synthetic products that don't offer the proper balance of chemistry. And, you know, so don't expect to eat a few berries today, a day from now, the day after that, and expect miracles. You got to be consistent. All right, so what is not a medicine? Let me ask you this. Frank, do you know what a medicine is and what a medicine isn't? Some people don't know what the definition of a medicine is. Anybody care to jump in there? He's thinking. Anyway, while he's thinking, pause. we also have to start to think, you know, about medicine, what it is and what it isn't. Think of organic and basic elements of foods and herbs as really your God-given right that helps support life. So scientists and health authorities and government agencies would have you think that any substance that causes a metabolic change in the body is a drug and has to be monitored and heavily regulated. So under that broad definition of what a drug is, the following would also be proclaimed as a drug. Water. Because if you don't have water, what happens? You get dehydrated and you die. So it makes a change, doesn't it? Big change. It sustains life. Oxygen. Stop breathing and see what happens. Vegetables and fruits. Meat, grains, seeds and nuts. Herbs and spices. And we can't forget sunlight. Definitely makes a change, doesn't it? Well, you go live in darkness for 24 hours and see how you feel. Well, controlling what is defined as a drug means losing all freedom over the very elements which sustain life. So when a few control the legally available, the legal availability of these types of elements, then They control your life as well. So it has started with your healthcare insurance and the current Global Food Harmonization Code, also known as the Codex. So the FDA tells the public, hey, it's to secure your safety. Hey, that's what all narcissists do. We're doing it for your own good. Don't you love that? So the FDA, you know, if it was about safety, well, there wouldn't be prescribed medications that increase the risk and promote death allowed to remain on the market. Think about it. All right. Well, if you're looking for a change, because, you know, there are people out there that are not satisfied with their current health status, their medications, and the substandard supplements offered in stores. So if that's the case, time for change. And change won't happen until you take some sort of action. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, guess what? They have a lot of whole food, organic, herbal products in liquid and powdered form. Don't have to swallow pills. And they offer the nutrition that the body is missing. And it's not altered chemistry. It's like God made it. So if you're looking at, you know, to beef up an organic zinc, let's say, or some antioxidants, well, you can utilize the lists I just gave you. And you can also look at their brain concentrate formula. It does have the ginkgo and rosemary and some of that habanero capsaicin in there, lots of zinc, antioxidants, if you will. Also, their body food mix contains the spirulina and the spinach and the dulse, plus a whole lot of other herbs in there, but you get the gist. It's all about antioxidants and zinc there. And they have astragalus root, echinacea root formulas, Siberian ginseng. They even have an herbal eye wash. So herbs to help the eye also has a little bit of that capsaicin. So check it out. You can give them a call to order or to get a free product catalog. And that number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial the international number of 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. But U.S., dial 866-229-3663. Also, Canada, you can use that toll-free number as well. And, of course, they have the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, because it's about putting the power back in your hands. That's what it's about. Also, they have in their, you know, fall special, so take advantage of that. So if you're interested, you'll save 15% on orders of $45 or more. A lot of details are on the homepage, but you just want to type this code into your shopping cart or use it over the phone. The number is 17 and fall, F-A-L-L. So 17 fall, and that'll get you 15% off your order. But you want to hurry because that expires on the 24th. That's Sunday the 24th at midnight Eastern time. So get to getting. Also, if you're on there, a lot of people call about their newsletters, the American Survival and Health Quest. They are free, but they're email delivered. They're not snail mail delivered. So you can, if you got an email, you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletter, and you can select the ones you want, put in your shopping cart, get a free catalog, check out for free, and you'll get, you know, life bearing important information each and every week in your email, and feel better. You know, be well out there. Be well. All right. I know I'm coming up to a break, but before we do go, we're going to be talking about this chronic cough issue that came up last year around this time, kind of spread from West Coast to East Coast because that's how the calls came in. And so we're seeing a little bit about it now. People are calling in about it. And they're telling their friends, hey, I had that last year, and guess who I called? I called Apothecary Herbs, and they did what the white coats couldn't. So if you're interested, we're going to be talking about that for the next few minutes when we come back from this break. It's all about empowerment. It's all about options. It's all about wellness. And it's all about giving God the credit every day, all the time. Got to take a break. Be back.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I dig snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Checking the line,
checking the line.
My dog Sammy's purple flowers ain't got much.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you.
back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your registered herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I'll get it together, Frank. We're going to talk about the chronic cough that we saw last year, and it's resurging this year. I hope I'm wrong, but I've gotten, well, I want to say 6 calls already, and we're not even into, you know, October yet. Okay, so last fall, got lots of calls from people, different parts of the United States, but it tend to start in the West Coast and kind of went to the Midwest and then from there over to the East Coast. So what it was a chronic cough that people couldn't get rid of. Sometimes it had production, sometimes it didn't. So, you know, they went to their doctor and they got antibiotics and stuff. It didn't do anything. One guy recently told me they put him on an inhaler. I'm like, why? So he wasn't asthmatic or anything. But, okay, so they reported that after they had, let's say, a head cold or a sinus infection, that this cough, this persistent cough, seemed to linger, and it was nagging, and they couldn't get to sleep. They were very tired, and they weren't getting sleep. Important to have some sleep if you're going to recover from something. So 23 million Americans annually see their doctor for coughs, and they want a remedy for the cough. So people are saying they went to the doctor, sought some treatment, got prescriptions, typical stuff, antibiotics, cough suppressants, steroids. Nothing seemed to work. Same symptoms would maybe vanish a little bit, but then would come back within a day or so. So typically, a cough is not considered chronic unless you've had it for like 3 weeks or longer. So, but these people, I couldn't believe it. These people had this cough for like a month or more. So we're going to take a look at this again, hopefully help you sidestep this for this year. But first, some common causes, because a lot of medicine says they inform patients that their cough is chronic, could be from a variety of things. This is what you typically hear from your MDs. They'll say it may be nasal drip or an allergy to something, either in your house or outside in the environment. It may be due to your asthma or acid reflux. That's what it could be. They go on to say blood pressure medicines can make you cough, as well as having bronchitis and pneumonia, of course. Tobacco tobacco use, even the vaping now. You know, if you think you're not going to get a cough from that, get real. Exposure to wood-burning heat sources can also kick up, especially if you have an allergy to particulates and you just don't know it. You're around those sources, you can get a cough. Sleep apnea, as well as having a lot of stress in your life. So that's what patients hear from their medical doctor, what's causing their chronic coughing. So here's some of the causes that are typically less common, though. Cystic fibrosis, damaged airway, aspiration where the food is in the airway. Usually the elderly do that, you know. Their swallowing mechanism gets kind of off. Lung cancer, as well as any inflamed airway that's not due to asthma or other inflammatory diseases. So, probably also, there's a list of medications that cause a lot of chronic coughing, so you probably want to Google a list of those. We didn't have time to, it takes a lot of time to go through the list, and you might as well just Google it and find it. Now, let's get to that smoking just a minute, because it is very easy to associate smoking tobacco or breathing in secondhand smoke as a possible cause for all this chronic coughing stuff. And people seem to be astonished when they develop a cough when they're using electronic cigarettes. But smoking offers a lot of side effects. It encourages a cough such as maybe an overly dry or irritated throat kind of cough. But long-term use of regular or electronic cigarettes can create what is known as the smoker's flu, where the user experiences these symptoms associated with influenza. And those using electronic cigarettes state that the symptoms subside after they get used to vaping. And one thing to consider is what's included in those electronic cigarette vapor containers, which, you know, probably have propylene glycol in there, and you're breathing that into your lungs. So it used to carry flavor with the nicotine in the vapor liquid, but it can have a drying effect on the mouth and the throat. So it is fairly common for people to be, you know, kind of somewhat sensitive to propylene glycol. It causes reactions. You can get throat sensitivity, you can get red and itchy skin reactions, and even, guess what? A cough. All right, so what are some of the classic symptoms? Well, according to the Mayo Clinic, chronic cough can become a real beast of a problem. You can get hoarseness, wheezing, and shortness of breath, maybe even heartburn, as well as sour taste in the mouth, runny or stuffy nose, sore throat, coughing up blood, which is kind of rare, inability to talk. And cough may or may not produce clear or even lightly colored phlegm. All right, so here's some things to consider. Modern medicine states that females are more sensitive to coughing than males, and it appears that women have more sensitive cough reflexes than men do, and therefore they're more prone to chronic coughs. So the chronic cough condition can cause other problems and, you know, put people in a greater risk of, you know, operating machinery, maybe driving a vehicle, you know, get distracted with all that coughing, you just can't catch your breath. So when you get a chronic cough, you can have dizziness and loss of your balance, or even you could black out. Headaches, fatigue, of course. You can fracture your ribs by coughing too hard, and strained abdominal muscles, obviously, and loss of bladder control. So here's what patients are hearing. The patients who seek help from the medical physician are going to be told that their cough is most likely viral. Most of them, you know, they get a cold. It's right after their cold, so that's what they're hearing. The common cold is blamed for more conditions than we can all count. Because a virus really is a term, a label that medicine has given to some sort of pathogen that they don't know what it is. So when you hear the word, you've got a virus, when you hear that, that's your doctor saying, I don't know what you got. Here's a quote from Dr. Norman Edelman, Medical Chief, American Lung Association. He says this, most cold symptoms go away after a few days. A cough can hang around for weeks because viruses can cause airways to become swollen, oversensitive, and symptoms can persist after the virus is gone. That doesn't make anybody feel better. Well, let's look at the mucus. In 2005, the Mayo Clinic did some research to suggest that a third of the chronic coughs are triggered by a common sinus infection. And according to the research, it is a chronic sinus inflammation in the weeping drip of the mucus that is the underlying cause of coughing. And they also report that the top culprits for chronic coughs are going to be acid reflux, rhinitis, or inflamed nasal passages, sinusitis, which is a sinus infection, and mucus that's draining. And, you know, that's what they say the top reasons for the cough is. So the research team, what they do is they use CT scans to confirm inflammation in the nasal passages and the sinus cavity is what's doing it. So their research reported about out of 132 patients who had this persistent cough, 49 had unresolved sinus infections by about 37%. So this is a suggestion modern medicine is prescribing medicines that are not effective against these conditions. According to Dr. Lim, he's the lead researcher on the study at the Mayo Clinic, he says many of the patients involved had coughs for longer than 4 years. 52 months? I couldn't imagine it. You know, that's kind of like, what is that? That's like a suicide risk condition. Can you imagine coughing for 4 years? That's a long time to have a symptom modern medicine can't seem to resolve for you. So in a lot of cases, Dr. Lim said the proper diagnosis was not reached in over 4 years for most of these. Here's what he says. He is an allergist and a pulmonary specialist at the Mayo Clinic. He says this, sinusitis is often overlooked by physicians as a culprit in chronic cough. In many of the patient cases, they are told by their doctor to learn to live with their chronic cough condition. Therefore, patients seek out an ENT for proper diagnosis. Hopefully, they get a good one. Well, you know, after proper diagnosis and being prescribed drugs like prednisone, antifungal nasal sprays, antibiotics, some patients still have a cough because the sinusitis reoccurs. Now, Dr. Lim also warns that doctors can lump a lot of sinuses into the rhinitis as the cause, and treatment for these two conditions are not the same. He says. So he says sometimes there's a parallel cough that can occur. As one condition's resolved, a different one condition develops, and then the cough comes back. Astonishingly, the research team also indicated that they do not know why patients with chronic coughs had sinus inflammation and sinusitis. This is another example that medicine rarely looks at causes, and they just treat symptoms. All right. We get at the cause, we resolve the symptom. We get at the cause, and then we evaluate what caused it, and then we avoid that, and we don't have a cause anymore, and we don't have symptoms. I mean, okay, let's get on with this. Our body reacts what we come into contact with, and sometimes an infection or a condition can be caused by foods we eat, pathogens or environmental toxins we come in contact with, and irritate and inflame our tissue. Now, I have found, if you're talking about food, the biggest culprit is milk and cheese products, number one cause for allergic reactions and sinus infections. But people can't seem to get off milk, or they get off milk, but they forget about the cheese. They're putting cheese on, you know, their sandwiches, on their snack crackers, dips. I'm like, hello, cheese is 4 times or 10 times the concentration of milk. So, you know, eat enough cheese, it's like 10 glasses of milk. All right, it's very mucousy. It's a protein that the body struggles to digest. A lot of times people are allergic to it and don't even realize it because there are different symptoms that can crop up when you're allergic to milk. It's not the same with everybody. So you can have skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. You can have upper respiratory infections like ear infections, sinusitis infections, strep throat, tonsillitis, that kind of thing. You can also get bronchitis or walking pneumonia, being allergic to milk. Another thing that you can have as a symptom, some people don't get upper respiratory infections or the skin problems, but they get dark circles under their eyes. So they look like, if you look at their driver's license, they look like a raccoon. Okay, they don't photography for them. They don't take pictures well. And it's all because of milk. They're allergic to that. Now, ENT physicians and neurosurgeons who perform a lot of sinus surgery, what they tend to scrape the inflamed sinus cavities. But you know what? They wind up leaving the mucus behind. And actually, it's the mucus that is the problem. And what causes mucus? Mucusy types of foods like milk. Okay? It really bogs the system down. It can't release toxins. It's like trapping in toxins. I know, but you can get used to anything, and you can get substitute stuff. There's like coconut milk ice cream, and you won't feel like you're gagging and strangling yourself if you have some of that. And they have all kinds of, you know, things that you can creamer in your coffee tea, and you won't miss the milk, trust me. So diet typically can be a key to a lot of chronic conditions is the point that I'm trying to make here, especially with chronic coughing. See, we're moving into the holidays. And what do we have in the holiday season? Well, we kick on the thermostat. We may even stoke up the fire. And, you know, that has a lot of drying effect in the air if we're not, you know, trying to pump moisture back in the air. And then, you know, we're also going to a lot of holiday gatherings. And we're probably eating foods we shouldn't. A lot of sugar, too, suppressing the immune system. And it's just like the perfect storm for a cough. All right, so milk, and more milk. Not going to happen. Cheese, do the substitutes. And, you know, all you have to do is go off that stuff for 2 weeks. 2 weeks, easy test. See how you feel in 2 weeks. This is what I do, though. Chronic cough conditions. I like to use a combination of herbs to deal with stuff like this. So I like to use herbs that reduce the inflammation, especially in the sinus cavity, the nasal passages. So I'll use herbs like willow bark and meadowsweet. So if you're looking for those herbs in a liquid concentrate, look for the pain anti-inflammatory formula at thepowerherbs.com. I also like to improve the immune system function, so I'll use a formula that has echinacea root in it. One of my favorites is Immune Booster by Apothecary Herbs. Great stuff. I also like to magnify the power of these herbs by adding astragalus root. Astragalus root just has a synergistic effect. American ginseng as well. Look for a product called My Three Amigos. You have your echinacea, astragalus, and American ginseng all in one pack. Great stuff. Great for viruses, very broad spectrum. Also for bacterial pathogens, great. And then for the sinus drip, I'll use the Echinacea Deluxe formula. That's the bomb. If you tend to be, you know, stuffy head, sinus problem, you definitely want that. Now, if you want to get some sleep at night, calm that cough mechanism. You don't want to use, you know, cortisones or codeine or any of those things. I like to use thyme tincture. Thyme herb, T-H-Y-M-E. It has a natural antibacterial property in it. They used to use that for tuberculosis back in the turn of the century. So it's got a property in it that's anti-TB, if you will. Also, it calms the cough mechanism so you can get some rest. And rest is real important for recovery. Now, if you have the abdominal muscles that are all sore from coughing, and let's say you do have some, you know, phlegm still you need to get rid of, you want to use some peppermint. You can have some peppermint tea. It has an analgesic effect, but it relaxes that abdominal muscle. So if you have to cough, you can cough without straining. If you don't want to drink a bunch of tea, then get the tincture. The folks at thepowerherbs.com have that, the apothecary herbs folks. And lastly, here we go, the cherry on top. I like to use Taifu oil, a few drops in the palm of your hand. Rub your palms, cup your palms over your nose and mouth, breathe deeply, and the fumes from this blend of oils will disinfect the airway and shrink swollen passages and gives a calming effect, so you can get some really great sleep. It's really relaxing. So you can do that all there at thepowerherbs.com. And you can save 15% through the 24th with their coupon code 17FALL. It's on their homepage if you want to take advantage of that and have something on hand should that cough come up. Yeah, and just hit it hard. Hit it hard. That's what I like to do. Hit the ground running with the herbs. It's what I do. And get over it in a day or so. That Three Amigos pack, first sign of feeling yucky, I don't care what it is, take that. Oh, amazing. Just amazing. You know, God made all these herbs. He says herbs are here for the service of man, healing of the nations. And God can't lie. So you can just go to the bank with that. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes. We just covered the cough thing. If you have questions about that, you certainly send me an email off thepowerherbs.com website or give us a call at Apothecary Herbs during the regular business hours, okay? All right, let's see. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about what are we going to talk about? We got a lot of stuff. I think I'm going to hold this one over for next time. This one's going into a little bit more on bacterial infections, and we'll do that next time. Lots to talk about for the fall. But now we're going to talk a little bit more about nutrition, because we were hitting the nutrition a little hard in the first segment regarding brain and eye vision health. You know, and some people out there, friends and family members, always like to tinker with stuff. You know, and then take it apart and put it back together again, you know. And the pharmaceutical industry likes to tinker with nutrients, isolate chemicals, and dissect them. But when you start taking stuff away, you ever have somebody take apart your toaster and then put it back together and there's parts still on the counter? You know, it's not the same toaster, is it? I don't think so. Well, the same thing when the pharmaceutical company starts isolating things out of plant compounds or anything they want, and it becomes different. Chemically, it's different. So what they've done is scientists have isolated nutritional elements so they can trademark them as synthetic copycats. And so there's something wrong with that approach, because when you do that, you're leaving out buffer alkaloids, uptake minerals, and all these things chemically, chemistry-wise, God put there so it works properly. So this is why you get side effects with drugs, because it's not all complete. All right, so you remember the Rubik's Cube growing up? Thing gave me bloody hell trying to work that thing. My brother could do it. Bam. Well, Rubik's Cube showed us how to unjumble the object and put it back in order. Now, with regards to nutrients and foods, we find that they can have very complex chemical profiles. So the elements somehow work together for a specific purpose. And so when you isolate one of these, sort of like the CRISPR, when they're trying to, you know, modify DNA, they're going to take this section out. I mean, I just think it's Pandora's box when you start doing that. So, getting back to isolating compounds, supplements, when they do that with supplements even, you're losing a lot of the chemical benefit. So, for instance, if you remove one of the squares in Rubik's Cube, let's say it's missing, and you don't know what color it is, you don't know what side of the cube it should be on. It's difficult. Nutritional elements are very complex. And sometimes scientists will tell you nearly impossible to decipher. So we have a lot of chemistry going on that medical science isn't familiar with, doesn't know a whole lot about, and still they're making drugs and injecting people with agents, hoping it works out. All right, here's a quote from Dr. Mercola, Joseph Mercola. He said, "Isolated nutrients or synthetic nutrients are not natural, and they are never found by themselves in nature. So taking these isolated nutrients, especially at the ultra-high doses found in a lot of synthetic supplements today, is like taking a drug." He says it's really a drug. So studies show the body treats these isolated synthetic supplements like xenobiotics, foreign materials. They're foreign substances, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. So let's say that you purchase, let's say, vitamin C, ascorbic acid. You want that because you don't want to get colds during the winter. Not hard to find it in grocery stores or drug stores, even vitamin shops. So this supplement is really a synthetic chemical now. It's used in a majority of products by consumers associated. People just associate ascorbic acid now as a natural vitamin C ingredient, and they nickname it vitamin C. But you can't blame consumers on being ignorant, because this is how they've been programmed in the marketing, and that now it's convinced them this is all natural. So if you had to choose between two products and one had a label that stated high in vitamin C, you'd buy that one. Everyone has been conditioned to look for and purchase a lot of junk supplements. And manufacturers have, you know, caught on to the marketing hype. They're going to load up products with ascorbic acid to sell more product. However, what is fake vitamin C doing in your body? Seriously, what is it doing there? I know I'm out of time, but think about that when you're shopping, please. If it doesn't say whole food and you can't read the list, you don't know what it's from, if it's just a bunch of chemical strings of words, then it's synthetic. And most of the synthetic vitamin C, ascorbic acid, comes from China now. So be real this holiday season, this winter. Look for rosehip. Rosehip is natural vitamin C, if you're looking for that. You'll find it in the body food mix at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs only deal in certified organic whole food ingredients in all their products. So safe and sound chemistry right there. I know I'm out of time, so hey, I'll be back Tuesday. Don't forget to sign up for the newsletter at thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.